Sabbath blessings, everybody. Can you all hear me okay? Yes. Wonderful. I will be leading us into prayer tonight. And as you all know, Brother Nick has lost his father this evening. And as a body, tonight is our duty to come together, to be one, to be supportive to one another, and to lead through our night. I know that with this passing, that all of us are grieving with Brother Nick. And we are all one. We are all connected. And I know it's a painful time. We just recently went through the loss as well. But I actually see something going on here, something bigger. As always, God is like that. What is going on here is there is a body being built. The person that God has called to lead us on Sabbath night is not able to lead tonight. And with that, the Lord is strengthening this body to come together, to do the work together as a body, relying on the Father to guide us. This is something that the Lord has been needing us to do for a while. We are coming to end times, and we need to stand up. We need to speak out. We need to support one another. We need to have everybody's back. If someone can't pray or can't read or can't preach the sermon, we all have a job to do. Because who knows when we may lose internet connection? What are we going to do? Are we just going to sit around? We're going to be called to go out there and preach. We're going to be called to go out there and pray. This is a beginning lesson, and I thank you, Father, for that. Brother Nick, we love you. Just as we love everybody who has endured a loss, we understand, and we will definitely keep you in prayers. If we're ready, let us all get on our knees so that we may come before the Father in prayer. And if you will, brothers and sisters, bear with me. Pardon me. Hang on 1 second, okay? Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. Before we pray, and if y'all are on your knees, I'm sorry. Before we pray, let's go ahead and read chapter 307, Things Wrought by Prayer. Try to keep things in order, as we know our God is a God of order. Amen. So, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith. Hebrews 10:22. There can be no true prayer without true faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Hebrews 11:6. Prayer and faith are the arms by which the soul hangs upon the neck of infinite love and grasps the hands of infinite power. God does not recognize dumb children as far as experience and His truth is concerned. Faith is an active, working power. The newborn faith in Christ is revealed by prayer and praise. Prayer is a relief and a comfort to the troubled soul. The sincere, humble, suppliant at the throne of grace may know that he is communing with God through the divinely appointed means, and that it is his privilege to understand what God is to the believing soul. We must have a realization of our needs. We must hunger and thirst after life in Christ and through Christ. When we shall come to him in humility and sincerity, he will give us faith that works by love and purifies the soul. Amen. Christ gave himself willingly and cheerfully to the carrying out of the will of God. He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Philippians 2:8. In view of all that he has done for us, should we feel it hardship to deny ourselves? Shall we draw back from being partakers of Christ's sufferings? His death ought to stir every fiber in our being, making us willing to consecrate his work, all that we have done, we have and are. As we think of what he has done for us, our hearts should be filled with gratitude and love, and we should renounce all selfishness and sin. That duty, could the heart refuse to perform? What duty could the heart refuse to perform under the constraining influence of the love of God in Christ? I am crucified with Christ, the Apostle Paul declared. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. In the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. Let us relate ourselves to God in self-denying, self-sacrificing obedience. Faith in Christ always leads to willing, cheerful obedience. He died to redeem us from all iniquity and to purify himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. There is to be perfect conformity in thought, word, and deed to the will of God. Heaven is only for those who have purified their souls through obedience to truth. Letter 301, November 2nd, 1904, to Elder and Miss S.N. Haskell. I'm not too sure what the abbreviation TDG is, but to stay with God. Thank you. Thank you very much. And that was an appropriate prayer, considering the Lord is having many of us tonight step up in areas that we may not otherwise have stepped up. And before I begin and pray and hog the mic, there's just something I want to say, and it's a praise, is that for years I felt like I was similar to Moses with his speaking problem. I didn't have a stuttering problem, but I was very, very nervous to speak. And I praise the Lord because all of that nervousness is gone. I may stumble at times, but the Lord reminds me. And it's my prayer that He make that kind of boldness in each and every one of us. Because there's no doubt in my mind with the coming times, we all have a work to do. We all have preaching. We all have praying. We all have sharing and teaching. And with that, brothers and sisters, I ask that we all get on our knees. And for those of you who cannot, the Lord understands. Let us bow our heart and our heads. Oh, my God, my Father, You're so amazing in so many ways, my Lord. So many times I, on bending knees, come before You and cannot find the fullness of words to justify how magnificent You are. The ways that You lead us. The ways that You teach us. You are divine, my Lord. You structure us every single move. It's amazing, Father. Lord, I at times come from a loss of words, but my soul sings to You, as I know the rest of the brethren here feel the same way. I always thought to myself that in heaven we would never be able to speak because the language of love has absolutely no words. You can't possibly explain the fullness of love and grace. The love and grace that You've given to us. The chance to walk in love. The chance to learn Your truth. Trial and error. Discipline. Sometimes we may have experienced something, Father, where we had been disciplined and we'll be walking, and just the most amazing scent of the flower will remind us, Lord, how awesome You are and that You are with us in all the things that we do. Even now, in troubles and pains and in despair, when things just seem so hard, You've got Your arms wrapped around us. And I can't thank You enough. My Lord, I want to thank You, Father, for removing the nerves within me. I want to thank You, Father, that You're giving me a boldness And Lord, I pray the same thing for all the brethren. We are running short on time. And we have a big work to do. Not just one, all of us. That's why we are a body. And before, Father, I read this list and offer them up to you, my Lord, I ask that you wash me clean of my sins that I have committed, those known and unknown. And I thank you, Father, that whenever I do sin, the pain is overwhelming. The guilt, those are things I will always remember, and it will prevent me again in the future. And I thank you, Father, for your Son, Jesus Christ, that I may now have my robe washed clean. Lord, we, as normal on Sabbath nights, and thank you, Father, for this awesome Sabbath. Thank you for all the awesome Sabbaths we have. Pretty decent list. Let me begin with the prayers. Sister Susan would like to praise you for all things, Lord. And I suspect that each and every one of us, Father, could be on this prayer list praising you for all the awesome things that you're doing in our life. So I'm with her on that, praising you for all things. If it's good and it's a blessing or that we may have received, we give you praise. And if it's a change in a lifestyle or something being removed that may seem, you know, tough, we praise you for that too, Lord. So, and Lord, I'm going to have to read these just exactly as they are written, and so I can bring them properly to you, my Lord. Sister Yee, I'd like to praise the Father for faithfully carrying her through a very difficult time in her job at present. The workload is overwhelming, physically and more so mentally and psychologically draining. You are the unending source of comfort and strength, and you let her lean on your everlasting arms always. Amen. Lord, we thank you for those arms. Timmy would like to praise you for being there with them, and I thank you for that too, Lord. And she is patiently waiting on you. And you continue to, it says, continue to keep us in prayer, which we are praying for you, sister. That the Lord is with you. And it says that you're patiently waiting on the Lord, and it is my full faith that the Lord has begun paving the exact way he needs you to be. And so I'm praising the Lord with you, sister. Sister Stacy praises that she's settling into her new job. And Lord, I understand that too, because for the first few weeks, getting used to a new job can seem a little odd. So praise the Lord for that, Father. And, you know, I truly believe that you have us in every place for a reason, no matter what it may be. And so, Lord, I ask that you show her exactly what it is you need her there to do. We thank you for that new job as well, Lord. Brother Craig and Sister Adie are thanking you, Father, for the safe trip and the successful baptisms. just thanking the brethren for all the prayers. And she says that they say that the newly baptized are so blessed to be a part of our number. And we are blessed right along with them. And we thank you, Father, that their ears were open to receive the message and that you guide us to others like that. I thank you for being with them on that trip too, Lord. And I saw the pictures of the baptism. It was absolutely beautiful. Dick and Elaine are praising, saying that they are still being blessed with loads that keep them in nicer weather, and I praise you for that. But Father, that's just one of the additional comforts that you offer to your children, and it's keeping them safe as well. They say that it's becoming an adventure to see if this goes on for the rest of the winter, and I thank you, Father, winter's almost over. The Lord has been so good to us. We could not have planned it if we tried. Amen. Amen. For in our own strength, we plan things that we think are right, and they turn out to be nothing but wrong. So, amen to that. Nick is praising you, Father, that Sister Fran's mother's surgery went well. And we thank you for that, Lord. And I also ask, Lord, that anything that needs to be said here or whatever it is, everybody, Lord, somewhere inside of them has that desire. And you know the desire I'm talking about. We have to know where it is, Lord. And I ask for that you grant Sister Fran or Brother Nick with that knowledge of where that is for the mother. And of course, Lord, I am also thanking you because about 3 years ago, probably even more, I actually believe it was a lot more than just 3 years ago, but 3 years ago solid, I began praying on something. And I don't want to go into detail about it at this moment, Lord, but at the proper time, you will give me the right words to share with the brethren. And I pray that it will bless someone else in the future as well. But this prayer that I had been praying for 3 years now, Lord, you completely blessed it. And not only did you answer that prayer, but you answered many other prayers in the meantime of doing so. You're amazing. No job, nothing is too small or too big for you, Father. You're the creator of all things, which is why we gather together on your holy day. And Lord, since I'm blessed enough to be here speaking on behalf of our brethren who are all on their knees at this moment, if they're not on their knees, they're bowed in their hearts, Lord, I just, on behalf of every single one of us united as a body, Lord, I would just like to thank you. I'd like to thank you for the work that you're doing within your remnant. And I thank you for the things, the way that you're building us, how you're pulling us closer together, how you're sharing love with us, not just love for you, but love for one another, just as we are supposed to, Lord. And I just thank you for that. Sister Susan would like to pray for travel protection at the end of this month, and that your will would only be done in her life. Lord, we have the gift of free will. And I thank you that you loved us so much to give us the option to choose. And I thank you, Lord, that my sister Susan wants to do only your will. And so, Father, I ask that you give her the discernment on what is your will and what is not. And that she follow your footsteps in front of her, Lord, as well with the rest of us. Sister Yee is praying for a young woman named Megan, who's a patient suffering from severe depression due to an unspoken incident. I feel the devil's clutch on her, wrecking herself and her family. I pray that her father will answer the prayers to unclasp the enemy's grasp on her and restore her to sound mind and body. I encouraged her to bend our knees right in the middle of the exam room and pleaded together for forgiveness and healing. May she be able to lay all of her burdens on the Lord's feet and trust Him wholeheartedly. May the truth I shared, that the real healing comes not from man or medicine, but only from God, she will always remember. Amen. And I understand having depression whenever I was younger. I went through a lot of really rough things in my life, and I had a lot of depression. Lord, you know that. And of course, the devil tried to deceive me, and doctors gave me medicines. And you know what, Lord? I have been over probably 8 years no medicine. And Lord, you keep me happy. You're my healer, and it's the same for her. I pray over this dear sister, Father, that Sister Megan, that through Yee, she comes to know you intimately, Lord. That this illness of depression has no room in her, that you come and you live within her, Lord, in a very special way, in truth and in righteousness. And there is no room for depression, no room for anger or fear. And I thank you, Father, for Sister Yee and how she has a heart to lead others unto your word. And with faith, Lord, you will move in her. Brother Rick is requesting prayer for his boss's dad's mother, who fell down the stairs and is in the hospital. And he's also pray that our son Mark will come back from the war in Afghanistan this March 19th. He's also praying, please bless all our brothers and sisters and families and friends as the Lord deems necessary. And Lord, I agree with that. For the boss's dad's mother who fell down the stairs, Lord, it's awesome that Rick will bring that to you, Lord. I urge all of us that every time we meet someone and we go through this so much that they have problems and we'll tell them that we'll pray for them, I ask, Lord, that we all start doing that. Then no prayer list can get too long, you know. I'll be here as long as the prayer's going on. And I'm sure the rest of the brothers and sisters feel the same way. And having a grandfather who just recently broke his hips, and they had to put 3 metal rods in his hips, he healed within 2 to 3 weeks, and I ask, Lord, that you do the same thing with this woman, whatever it is that she has hurt. I know that she's in the hospital, so, Lord, I ask that you put a healing hand upon her. And I thank you for Brother Rick wanting the heart to pray for her. And with him praying for his son to come back from the war in Afghanistan, Father, we touch and agree on that. This is his son. It is part of his blood, and we bring that before you, Lord, that you will bring him back, that he will come back here, that if he doesn't already know the truth, it will give him a chance to hear the truth and to come to know you more intimately, and then he can be your soldier, Lord, if he's not already. And Sister Stacy would like prayer for her feet to stop aching, and for a splinter that has been inside of her foot for 3 months to draw itself out. Lord, I ask that maybe you show her methods, healing methods, or praying hands that will heal both of these things, Father. And I've seen amazing healings, and I know you can do this. She'd also like prayer for her friend Ron, whom she's been reaching out to. He doesn't understand fully about keeping the Ten Commandments. And Lord, every single one of us here knows someone like that. I myself went through an event with a pastor, a non-denominational pastor, and I was trying to speak to him about your law, Lord, and that that your word defines your word, that they go hand in hand, that you don't just get half of the book, you have the whole thing, and it's there for a purpose. And so, Lord, we just hand this to you and ask that you show her how to explain it in a way that he will fully understand that you're not a God that you would change. She also has a silent request for her mother. Matthew has an unspoken prayer request for a physical ailment for himself. And only you, Lord, and Matthew know what that ailment is. And you are the greatest physician ever, Father. For all of the herbal remedies I have seen, they have only been effective with prayer. I count more on the prayer than I do the herbs. And I thank you for the herbs. I thank you more so for being here for us. And so, Lord, I ask that you just touch this man, that you heal him. Lay your holy hands over him, Father, and remove whatever this ailment may be, that he may come back here and be on the praise list, testifying to your healing hand and your amazing glory. So long, Lord, as this is your will. And I thank you ahead of time for that, Father. Scott and Ellen are praying because they're not feeling too well over there. And I'd like to thank you, Father, because here lately she's been starting to feel a little bit better. And she's sounding a little scratchy. So I ask, Lord, that you heal her there, too. And that you keep illness from them, Father, especially since she's carrying a baby. Brother Goren is praying because he's catching a cold. He has no temperature or anything. So I thank you, Father, that there is no fever there. And I also, Lord, ask that you heal him as well. I've noticed, Father, that a lot of our brethren are starting to feel ill and under the weather. And, Lord, I have also noticed that as the enemy finds one routine that works, he'll keep on going with it so long as it continues to work. And so I ask, Lord, right now, at this moment, that be stopped right in his tracks, that it not be carried through, that all of the brethren be healed for whatever ailment that they have, and they have discernment to understand that they can pray against this. Sister Bridget is also praying that she's feeling a little under the weather, asking the Father for a speedy recovery. And I agree with that, Lord. I ask that you touch her and whoever may be around her, recover her, and cleanse her and her home or whatever it may be, Lord, and that lead our brothers and sisters to the proper herbs that may be needed. Brother Clive has an urgent prayer request, and he's praying that he learned that his dad had a heart attack, and please pray that he recovers. And Lord, we definitely want to lift up his dad, Father, and just mend his heart, Lord. I've seen you do it, if it is in your will, Lord. And we thank you, Father, that you're here for us like this, even our family members. Brother Matthew in Australia says, please pray for my family and friends. Pray that the Lord guides me through my upcoming examinations at school, and that God will use me to preach his word to those willing to learn. And Father, I think that's a worthy request. Lord, our time of speaking out is near. We are running out of time, but I feel the boldness coming amongst us, the unity coming in, Lord, and just use all of us, Lord, and that we may speak your word, and that it flow like water. And Lord, we also pray, Father, that you guide him through his examinations. In faith, Lord, we know you'll do that. Brother Matthew and Sister Lindsay are requesting prayer that they can go and do God's work as he has set up for us, as you have set up for us, and that your will, and they want to do your will and use your talents that you have given. And Lord, I pray that for every single one of us. I pray that you bind us so tight, Lord, that we don't want to do anything else except your will and to use your talents that you've given to us. That we know, Lord, that as you give them, you can take them away as well. Let us understand, Father, that we live this day for you, Lord, to bring you glory. And there are so many out there, Father, that need to hear this truth. The only way it's going to happen is through the brothers and sisters, Lord. So I pray the same prayer in agreement with Brother Matthew and Sister Lindsay. Sister Bonnie is requesting prayer for Weber and Marcia. And there's unspoken for J. Ron and Harold. Lord, I don't know exactly what to pray on this, but you know. And so I hand this to you, my Lord. We hand this to you. Forgive me for continuing to say I. Sister Mary requests to stay in prayer as her family is attacking her and trying to keep her from talking to her mom. And so, Lord, we lift the situation up to you, Lord, that the family just leave her alone so that she can communicate with her mom and speak what it is that you need her to speak to family or to mom. We're continuing to pray for the comfort in Sister Susan for the loss of her brother. And that she be given peace. And that there come a testimony with this passing as well, just as we had, Lord, and we thank you for that. Brother James wants to praise the Lord for taking care of him physically, spiritually, and financially. And we thank you, Lord. Zinnia's prayer request for two Islamic men next week at work, that they would be willing to learn and teach that God agreed with Sarah when talking to Abraham to separate Hagar and Ishmael from the camp. God's still blessing Ishmael because he is thy seed. But for in Isaac thy shall seed be called. He's also requesting prayer for next week at work, for the Lord's strength to work harmoniously within him, for your strength, Lord, to work harmoniously within him. Forgive me, Father. Prayer request for James Dean. Lord, I hope that what I just read was from Brother James, but forgive me, Father, if I am wrong, and Lord, you know exactly who it is that has this request. So I just hand it to you, Lord. And there's a prayer request for James Dean, that he used to be a Sabbath keeper. And I'm assuming maybe he's not now, Lord. I'm not sure. But you understand exactly what's going on there. There's prayer request for Ron and Rob, that they would not be afraid of accepting new truth that the Holy Spirit presents to them within. Amen. And Lord, we really need you to guide us as we go out and say these things, Father, so that the truth will be heard. And we know, Lord, that their ears must be open. I ask that we pray before we go out and speak, that you guide us, and then you speak through us, Father. There's a prayer request for Christina, a young woman Sister Stacy works with. Stacy has an amount of things in common with her that saving truth will be the foundation and building block of this new that's all I got. A prayer request for Christina. Stacy has an amount of things in common with her, and that saving truth is the foundation of this new. I'm not going to assume, Lord. You know exactly what it says, Father, and I ask, Lord, that you just guide Sister Stacy and that you open the ears of this young woman and that a relationship be built on you, Lord. I learned the other night that the word Zareel means the rock of God. So I pray that the foundation be built on the rock of God, on the rock of you, my Lord. And Lord, not last, least, but not last. Oh, okay, Father, forgive me. last but not least. I'd like to, we as brethren would like to offer up Brother Nick and his children and his mother, his brothers, his sisters, his wife, every single person who knew this man and loved him dearly, just as you, my Lord, loved him dearly. Love him dearly. Father, I ask that as we are all here on our knees, Lord, that you offer your warming peace, the same, Lord, that you gave us, that you flood us with warmth and love and comfort at this passing. I ask, Lord, that your will be done through this. Everything has a purpose, Lord. Everything has a meaning. Everything, Lord, we all know this. Some of the littlest things, Lord, have led to the biggest and most awesome testimonies in you. And I ask, Lord, I don't know, I don't understand. I'm just, but you know, Lord, you know what you're doing. And Lord, I just ask that within Brother Nick and his family, Lord, that you give all of them faith and knowing that you are doing and that you know what you're doing and that you have a handle on this, Lord. And bless them with peace. I know, Lord, it's okay to mourn and it's okay to cry. But let them be warm tears. Warm tears with peace and love. I pray for comfort, Lord, within this family. And I pray, Lord, that you guide Brother Nick and his family and those who know truth and the words to speak, that a change may be made within Brother Nick's family. That lives will be changed, my Lord. I fully believe this, and I thank you. I thank you now, my Lord. And I thank you, Father, for every single one of our brethren, those that listen from afar, those who join us inside the room, those we communicate with, those who stop by on the shout box. Lord, you know every single one of our number. There are some of them we don't even speak with that we don't even know of, but you know them, Lord. And I ask, Lord, that you put a peace and a love within their hearts to know that they are loved, that they are cared for, I ask, Lord, that you tie us together, that we become stronger, that we become more knowing of what it is you want us to do, Lord, that we walk according with your will, that we speak the words you would have us speak, and nothing more. I ask, Lord, that you continue to bind us and strengthen us together as a body. I thank you, Lord, for being here with us tonight, that you may hear these things. And I love you, Father. Thank you for your Son, Jesus, who died for every single one of us. These things we pray in your Son's holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Have a blessings, everyone. Thank you so much, Amanda. God bless you for that prayer. Oh, tears of joy, just tears of just praise unto the Lord for just knowing everything. And Father, we truly, truly thank you for your day of rest. And we just ask that your Spirit be with us and just lead us through and help all of us just to receive the words that we need from this. We're going to carry on reading in early writings, page 58, 158. This is headed The Ministry of Christ. After Satan had ended his temptations, he departed from Jesus for a season, and angels prepared him food in the wilderness and strengthened him, and the blessing of his Father rested upon him. Satan had failed in his fiercest temptations, yet he looked forward to the period of Jesus' ministry when he should at different times try his cunning against him. He still hoped to prevail against him by stirring up those who would not receive Jesus to hate and seek to destroy him.